They're not going to win the World Series every year. How do you grow that business? The answer is creating this movement, this Red Sox Nation, this connection of a tribe of people who go to Great Lakes. Here's a charity called the Nature Conservancy. Guy tattooed the logo on the back of his neck. How many of you have fans, have followers who are willing to tattoo your name? That's what it's going to take. You are tempted to think of the whole world. Every circle is a teacher, every circle is an administrator, every circle is someone in your organization. You don't need all of them. You just need the yellow ones, or the purple ones, or the green ones. Movements don't start with everyone. Movements start with the committed, and then they grow. A few, and then more. So at this point, people roll their eyes and say, tell me how to do this. What are the tactics? Where is the dummies book? I don't have one. This is a word map of my book, Tribes. I ran it to see what the book was actually about when I finished running it. It's interesting that there are no obvious tactical words in the most popular words in the book. That's good news for you, because it means you already know what to do. It means it doesn't matter if you're a completely low-tech person on person, or if it's about making a movie and creating a movement behind you. It doesn't matter if you've got charisma like that guy or charisma like that guy. They don't have a lot in common, the two of them. The only two things they have in common is they were born the same year and they run really big computer trials. But they run them in totally different ways, from totally different points of view. Here's a great story, one that shows how much of a movement you can create with no money. There is a fitness movement all around the world called CrossFit. I don't know if you know anything about it, but what people do is they go up to garages, apparently a lot of times at night, and they do these insane workouts. They do them until they've got bleeding hands and calluses. What's fascinating about CrossFit is Coach Gary started it with 10 people. He created a mindset. He gave people a curriculum, and then 10 people joined, and then 20 people joined. And then 50 people join. And now you go to any city in the world and find a CrossFit gym. Now you can go online and join with thousands and thousands of other people who are following Gary's routine every single day. That's what a movement looks like. This is my friend Laura. She's on Twitter. Laura, who calls herself Pistachio Online, has built a very successful business doing nothing but leading people on Twitter through how to think about what they do all day. And she does it promiscuously, she does it freely, she does it often. She makes her living because then people show up and they say, I want to hire you, show me more. Bit by bit, drip by drip, she does it. What you are is the first generation of positive deviants. And what your job is to find the other one. A positive deviant is someone who, without instruction, figures out how to go to the edges, figures out how to do something a little better. Two scientists did some research in Vietnam. This was their assignment. There are villages in Vietnam, this was 15, 20 years ago, that were very poor. We need to figure out how to improve childhood nutrition. What should we do? Well, the US mindset is to go over there, bring a lot of powdered milk, tell people what to do. The Sterns didn't do that. They went over and they watched what was happening in the village. What they noticed, in every village, there were one or two families where the kids were not malnourished. There were one or two families where the families were healthy. So what they did was they literally put a soapbox on the ground. They brought that woman up in front of the whole village, and they had her tell everybody else what she was doing. She was the positive deviant. They amplified her. They made her the hero in the village. And once the other women in the village saw what that woman was doing, most of the poverty was eradicated. Most of the childhood malnutrition went away. So think about your institution and think about who are the positive deviants. Who are the people who are leading the charge? Who are the people who are doing it right? How do you give them a platform? Because once they have a platform, the word spreads to others. There's a website called Etsy.com that's for people who want to make a living doing crafts. What Etsy does is finds people who are doing pretty well, they elevate them. They give them an audience. But it doesn't have to be digital. There's another company called Longaberger, here's their headquarters building. I love this company.